Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show we have highlights from this month's Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum featuring Clarence Acox and the Floyd Standifer Legacy Band. This is part of the monthly series of free admission jazz concerts on the second Thursday of each month, coordinated by John Gilbert, the Executive Director of Earshot Jazz, and supported by KPLU. Clarence Acox is one of the best-known figures on the Seattle jazz scene. He's a professional drummer, a jazz educator who directs the multi-award-winning Garfield Jazz Ensemble, and co-director of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. The Floyd Standifer Legacy Quartet, which he leads in this concert, consists of musicians who played for many years at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant in Seattle, Pioneer Square, 27 years of Wednesday nights. Trumpet and sax player Floyd Standifer led the band from 1986 until his passing in 2007. Gay Anderson, who owned and operated the restaurant, persuaded Clarence Acox to front the quartet with a rotation of horn players in place of Floyd Standifer, and that's the group we'll hear on this concert, with tenor saxophonist Tony Rondolone in this case. Bill Anschel is the pianist, Phil Sparks is on bass, and Clarence Acox on drums. Once again, it's like Wednesday night at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant, as it was for 27 years, and the band opens with a tune from the Ellington Book, named for a street in Clarence Acox's hometown, New Orleans. Here's Perdido, played by the Legacy Quartet. Three, thank you.
I'm going to say, just like Floyd used to say, you certainly know your music.
You're listening to a concert by Clarence Acocks and the Legacy Band, which played at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant for 27 years. This concert coming to you from the Seattle Art Museum in the Art of Jazz series on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's Clarence.
Now, I must ask this question. How many Frank Sinatra fans do we have in the house? Well, everybody raised their hand, even the young ones. Well, you know, in December, we celebrated his 100th birthday. And this is one he made famous with the great Tommy Dorsey. We're going to feature Tony Rondolone. This is Polka Dots and Moonbeams.
Thank you.
Polka Dots and Moonbeams. How about it for Tony Rondolon? Bill Antiel on piano. Phil Sparks on bass. Yours truly, Clarence Acox on drums. Thank you. We're going to do something that you are all familiar with. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to even mention the title. And if you recognize it, applaud. If you don't recognize it, applaud.
Clarence Acox and the Legacy Band in concert at the Seattle Art Museum, part of the Art of Jazz series, coming to you here on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. Pacific Lutheran University and the University of Washington have agreed to give a community group the opportunity to buy KPLU 88.5. The group must raise $7 million within 6 months. If successful, this station will become an independent community nonprofit and will continue providing in-depth local news for all of Puget Sound, hand-picked music, as well as support of local jazz education. More information on how you can help is at kplu.org. Back once again to the Seattle Art Museum, Under the Cars, with Clarence Acox and the Legacy Quartet. Acox at the drums, Bill Anschel piano, Phil Sparks on bass, and Tony Rondolone on tenor sax. Here's Clarence.
It's not September, but we're going to do September in the Rain. We hope you like it. One of the good old good ones, as Louis Armstrong used to always say. Thank you. September in the Rain. How about it for Tony Rondolone? We are now going to do a number that put the tenor saxophone at the forefront of the jazz movement in 1939. This was such a big hit for Coleman Hawkins. Every tenor saxophone player has to do it. It's part of the lineage of the music. This is called Body and Soul. Thank you. soul.
Clarence Acocks and the Legacy Quartet in concert at the Seattle Art Museum playing Body and Soul, featuring Tony Rondolone on tenor saxophone. This concert's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Thank you.
How about it for Tony Rondolone on saxophone? Bill Anschell on piano. Phil Sparks on bass. Yours truly, Clarence Acox on drums. Thank you very much. You've been a wonderful audience, and we just love playing for you. We wish we could play for you all the time. Thank you very much for coming. Once again, this is the Legacy Quartet to honor the legacy of the great Floyd Stanifer. Thank you very much. We're going to close out playing our theme song, No Blues, New Orleans Blues. Thank you.
You've been listening to a concert by Clarence Acox and the Floyd Stanifer Legacy Quartet, playing at the Seattle Art Museum. Clarence Acox on drums with Bill Anschell on piano, Phil Sparks on bass, and Tony Rondolone on tenor sax, ending up with the N.O. Blues for New Orleans. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, Buddha for House Sound, and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbert for planning and presenting the series. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9,